As we stand, let us pray.
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Amen. Please be seated. Let me say, as always, it's a joy to be with you. I just love the opportunity to serve as your pastor. I've been away for a couple of weeks, but I'm glad to be back. Thankful for Deacon Warren's ministry. And Bishop Michael Bedford Jones was here last week, so grateful for his ministry and bringing the word. And, of course, David Reed is here with us, too, and glad to have David in your ministry. He was away and traveling, and we always love to hear what's going on in David's ministry, too. Two gospel readings back-to-back. You're wondering, wait a minute, Pastor Kit, what's going on here? So let's dig in. John chapter 15, abide in me as I in you. Can't bear fruit unless you abide in me. Okay, that's the main overall. If you're doing the meeting, Jesus in John, abide in me is the topic. Okay, abiding in me. Now, that sounds like a great concept. Then we hear the other part of the gospel reading, John chapter 12, when some Greeks want to see Jesus. They go to Philip, Philip goes to Andrew, Andrew and Philip go to Jesus, and they get to see him. Now, whether you get to see Jesus physically, which obviously we don't, they did, we don't. Whether in that period or right now today in 2018, the concept that we're about to explore, the secret to abiding, is my title for my message. The secret to abiding is in Jesus' words when he, let's just reflect back on them. John chapter 12. So the Greeks have seen Jesus. We don't know what their reaction is. And instead of saying, hey, nice to meet you, how's Greece? This is what he says. The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. I tell you the truth, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. The man who loves his life will lose it, and while the one who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life, whoever serves me must follow me. Where I am, where my servant will also be. So here's this secret to abiding. Unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains a single seed. Jesus is talking about what? His own death. He's looking ahead to his own death. And at the end of this passage, he says, unless I'm lifted up, you won't really understand. So here's the concept. The concept is a dying to live. Now let me ask you, you may have been raised in Sunday school and had a Sunday school kind of experience. Perhaps you are newer to church and you're newer to exploring what life is like in faith and who Jesus is. Wherever you are in your journey, whether it's a Sunday school faith or whether it's a more mature faith because you've had years of looking at the Bible or being part of a Bible study group, let me suggest that this concept of dying to self, in other words, the crucified, the cross, the putting Jesus first, dying to self, is not a concept that comes easily. In fact, it doesn't come by the flesh at all. It comes by the Spirit. Until we really wrestle with this, until we really, on a daily basis, die to ourselves, we won't be abiding in him. That's the secret. The secret to abiding is dying to self. Now, Jesus physically died on our behalf. And let's look at verse 27. Now, my heart is troubled, and what shall I say? Save me from this hour. Have you ever wrestled with that? Saying, well, am I going to come to church or not? Save me from this hour. Maybe just coming to church is an issue. Just getting out the door to worship. Spending 10 minutes praying. Save me from this. I'd rather watch my Facebook. I'd rather watch the breakfast TV. How much of a priority do we make the Word of God, our life of relationship with God, our life of witnessing to the power of God living in us by faith? You see, this is an authority question. Who's in charge of your life? Revenue Canada? I hope not. Google? This is an authority question. Are you God? Of course you'll say, no, I'm not. Really? Are you dying to yourself daily, in your agenda, in your medical appointments, in your visiting your family, in your going traveling, in your even in your devotional life? It isn't about you. It's about dying to self so that the power, the authority of Jesus, who lived and died so that you and he might abide. Now, the word abide, if you've read the introduction to meeting Jesus in John, the brothers there from Boston, Society of St. John the Evangelist, put a little introduction together for this week's reading. And they talked about abiding from the Greek. It sounds a little bit not just like biding your time and just putting in my time. It's not that kind of abiding. It's abiding more like sticking with it. Sticking with it. It means sticking with it. I'll stick with you if you'll stick with me. Really, that's not that much of a secret if you think about it. If you want a relationship with this one who was willing to love you and to die for you and to bring you new life, do you want to stick with him? Because he wants to stick with you. There, we can go home. I like to think of this little moment in history here in March of 2018. Who died recently? A very famous evangelist. Who was it? Billy Graham. Anybody watch his funeral? Interesting. Who also died in the last week? Stephen Hawking. Can you imagine the moment in heaven? Stephen Hawking, the man who doesn't believe in God, but he has an amazing breadth of thinking about theoretical physics and the universe and the limitlessness of our thoughts. The encounter with Billy Graham and Stephen Hawking. It's not for me to judge. You know, I just fascinated by that moment. I mean, Stephen Hawking is an interesting example. I mean, he was a mind trapped in a body, but that didn't stop him from being able to do amazing things. I mean, God was, even though he didn't believe in God, there were still a lot of amazing things going on in that man's life. So let me suggest to you that in this week 5 of Lent, we're nearing the end of Lent. Next week's Palm Sunday, and then 2 weeks it's Easter. This is an opportunity for us to think about what it means for us to abide by dying to ourselves and being alive in Christ. Not being afraid of that. Whether it's in your devotional life, whether it's in your daily life, whatever you're doing this week. I'd like you to gently turn to the person next to you and gently touch them on the shoulder and say, stick with me, Jesus. Stick with me, Jesus. Because he'll stick with you. Let's pray. Gracious God, the giver and sustainer of life, Help me and help each of us here at Christ Church abide in you and let you abide in me and in us, so that your life becomes our life, your will becomes our will. To the glory of your name, amen. Thanks be to God.